My friend jumped in the river just after four, and the friends tried to help him because he couldn't swim and he didn't want no help. Then he went under. People tried to help him, but he couldn't see him anymore, and he just went under.
So how do you know that?
All the friends who were here told me about it.
And how many friends were here, do you think?
About 15.
And is that a regular thing to come down here? Because obviously the weather was very nice yesterday.
Yes. People like to jump in here because it's not very weedy.
Have you ever jumped in the river yourself?
Yes. Yesterday.
You was in yesterday?
Yeah. At 10 o'clock in the morning. And that's why there's not many weeds. That's where I jump in.
Does it get deep in places, though?
Yes.
How do you feel today?
A bit sad because he's a good friend of mine, basically. It's pretty a shame to hear him drown in the river and that. See him searching for him last night.
You've got a 13-year-old daughter, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
And she was here?
She was here, yes.
So was she in the water, do you know?
No, she wasn't. She made that mistake earlier on this week. And I explained to her that obviously, growing up, we lost a friend in the water. And
what, here?
But no, it was actually St Ives Way. But we used to swim in this exact same spot. And it doesn't matter what, you know, if you're the best swimmer in the world, once the underneath current gets you, it's going to get you, you know, and that you're going to, that there's, you know, as I say, a tragedy like there was yesterday. You know, obviously I did speak to some of the youths that were down here and ones that were actually in the water with the child himself, and that they were devastated. And obviously they've learnt a very hard lesson, a very hard way.